Welcome to The Beacon, a part of the No Fluff Collection. Take a guess what the most valuable resource on the planet is. Now take a look in the mirror. But don't you dare put your phone down. Something important might happen. Right now, you are the most valuable resource. There's a silent cutthroat game being played to take as much of you, and more specifically, your time as possible. The players are everywhere. Social media, news outlets, apps you forgot you installed, creators chasing clicks. Everyone's in the same arena, fighting for a slice of you. The prize isn't just tailored ads. The real goal is influence, data, and a habit so strong you check your phone before you even check in with yourself. The game only has one rule: win at any cost. That's why everything is breaking, shocking, or unprecedented. They label every inconvenience in life as catastrophic because fear and outrage work better than logic. They bypass rational thought, hitting the same part of your brain that kept your ancestors from becoming eaten. You think you're being more connected with the world, but you're wrong. The constant barrage of notifications and headlines can leave you feeling anxious, overwhelmed, and disconnected from the world around you. Then there's tribalism, us versus them. It doesn't matter who the us is or who the them is, as long as it keeps you glued to the feed. The truth is irrelevant. Engagement is everything. And to keep you hooked, they layer on psychological tricks. Variable rewards, infinite scroll, social validation loops. Most of us are just trying to keep our footing in a world that's constantly shifting. Every time you pull to refresh, they're hitting you with a handcrafted slot machine designed by people with PhDs in manipulation. If the first thing you do before you even take a breath in the morning is grab your phone, then they have you. You're obsessed. But you're not losing because you're weak. You're losing because they built the entire casino around you and then handed you a drink. They've examined every corner of your life to find which buttons to push. So how do you win a game that's rigged from the start? It's simple, in concept anyway. You just stop playing. You stop letting notifications yank your chain. You stop reacting to every headline like it's a 5-alarm fire. You stop letting someone else decide what deserves your attention. The real power move, the one they don't expect, is to think before you react, to pause, to choose. Take your head out of your phone. You might realize your neighbor isn't against you. They are just trying to get through the day. In a world screaming for a piece of you, the most radical thing you could do is refuse to be owned. By taking back control of your attention, you can reconnect with what truly matters. Find peace in the present and build more meaningful relationships. Stop handing out your attention like they own you. Take control of what you do. And in that vein, I have been thinking about the last episode where I discussed YouTube monetization. I made a vow that whenever listener support is enough to pay the bills, I would turn off monetization. Well, even that leaves a sick feeling in my stomach, and I felt like a hypocrite. I don't want Google money in any case. The channel isn't even close to that level yet, but if it does gain traction, I will not turn on monetization there or anywhere else. If this project cannot survive with listener support, then it doesn't deserve to survive. Thank you for listening to The Beacon, presented by the No Fluff Collection.